T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is a chance for storms this afternoon, tonight, and into tomorrow. Get your traffic and weather on the 8s on News Radio 1080 and find the updated forecast online at KRLD.com. Your top local stories this afternoon. The family of the woman killed by a Fort Worth police officer this weekend says he should be fired and prosecuted for murder. KRLD's Alan Skaya is outside their lawyer's office in downtown Dallas.
A lawyer for Tatiana Jefferson's family says her neighbor called police Saturday night because he knew Jefferson's sister had just been in the hospital. He said he was worried when he saw doors open at her house and worried that she might have had another medical problem. But Lee Merritt says Jefferson and her nephew had just opened the windows for the breeze on one of the first cool nights of the year. Jefferson's sister, Ashley Carr, joined other family members in asking Fort Worth to hand over the investigation to the Department of Justice and the FBI. She says her sister and her nephew were staying up late playing video games together.
Any employer would be proud to call her an employee. Any neighborhood would be proud to have her as a neighbor. And any city would be proud to have her as a citizen.
Yeah, Merritt, the lawyer, he says he hopes to hear steps Fort Worth police will take, the steps that they're going to take, in his words, to radically reform the department when they give their update this afternoon. Live in downtown Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is LP Phillips. Because there is body camera video, experts from around the world are able to scrutinize what the Fort Worth officer was doing and how he reacted. Michael Benza of the Case Western Reserve University School of Law says the most troubling thing to him is how the call went from a routine 311 non-emergency welfare check
to this, you know, show me your hands and then an instantaneous gunshot. That story doesn't sort of fit a normal police person interaction in any way.
Benza wants to know what the officer was responding to. He says it's not clear from the reports what the officer was told, whether it was a burglary in progress compared to just a front door that was left open.
That's KRLD's LP Phillips. Check in with KRLD throughout the afternoon for the latest developments out of Fort Worth. New details now on the murder of an elderly Richland Hills woman. Police were called to the home on Matthews Drive and found 73-year-old Paula Kenimer dead. They also found her dog dead on the front porch. Police Captain Sheena McEachran says Kenimer had been beaten and stabbed to death.
The victim had multiple injuries, which included blunt force trauma and also injuries from a bladed weapon.
Police arrested Kenimer's roommate, 27-year-old Stephen Tufts, and charged him with murder. Captain McEachern says Tufts had been renting a room in Kenimer's house for about 5 months. No word on a motive for that killing. Workers on strike against General Motors reportedly are considering turning up the heat on the company.
The United Auto Workers is floating the idea of sending striking workers to individual dealers and not just picket at GM plants.
Dealers have nothing to do with this. I mean, they don't want any part of it.
Jerry Reynolds, a longtime car dealer and host of the Car Pro. Reynolds says since the UAW's beef is with GM, they should focus their picketing on things GM owns, like plants.
This is between General Motors, the corporation, and the UAW. Car dealerships are individually owned and operated, and they have zero to do with this.
The most likely place for dealership pickets, he says, Detroit. Reynolds would be shocked if picketers hit Texas GM dealerships. Charlie Hodges, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Dallas restaurant that's been around for almost 50 years is shutting down. KRLD's Susie Solis has that story.
Spaghetti Warehouse is serving its last meatball on October 20th. The restaurant, which has been a staple in West End for 47 years, arrived more than 15 years before the sixth-floor museum at Dealey Plaza opened. It endured the ups and downs of the economy and is now closing as a wave of buildings are being built and renovated in the area. A statement from the restaurant read in part, quote, "It was a pleasure to celebrate your many birthdays, anniversaries, and other special occasions," end quote. Spaghetti Warehouse has one remaining restaurant in North Texas, in Arlington on I-20. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tribes in Texas hope to make a statewide change to today's holiday. Last week, Dallas joined other cities in changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. The Lipan Apache Tribe's Leroy Pena says he's been talking with the governor's staff about a proclamation to make that change all across Texas. He says Governor Abbott has helped his tribe in the past and understands the importance of the people who lived in Texas before the settlers.
This goes beyond, you know, political party affiliations, because we were all Texans. Our history is your history now.
Pena says New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Louisiana have already abandoned Columbus Day, and some of the biggest cities in Texas have also made the change.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.